Romans is going to bring us in my message of slaying your giants. Say my giants. He's called Goliath. Goliath is one that we all know the storyline of the prior covenant. Little King David, right? Little shepherd boy called out to be a servant of the Most High, called out to lead his people without qualifications. You see, he don't look for your qualifications. He qualifies you when he's raising you up. You see, you don't have to go to seminary, which we call cemetery, because they lead you away from God. They take you away from the things of God. They tell you these things do not exist today when God says, I'm the same. Oh, help me here, Lord, because I'm going to stir you up for the rest of the 6 months here. Because God has great things to come. And if you hear the voice of God, you're going to be blessed. But if you let that enemy come in, we've been saying all this month, he's changing things up right now. He's on the move right now. What you can't see, it's purpose that you don't see it, because then you take the glory. And it's glory to God. Come on. All glory to God. But we can't give God the glory because we forget who the blesser was. We think it's us, but it's not us. It'll never be us. All glory has to go to him. All glory. Every morning, glory to God. Every evening, glory to God. Why? Because you made it through the day. It might have been a great day. It might have been a trying day. It might have been both. It was great in the morning, then all of a sudden in the evening, but all in all, all glory goes to God. Because why? This is the day he still made. And you still made it. You're still here. Another week to another new ending of a month to beginning of a month. Come on, somebody. And so in the book of Romans chapter 8, I'm going to be reading the King James Version. I'm not going to keep you much longer here, unless the Lord says so. Come on, because you don't know this. You don't know this, because when he told me he was going to fill my church, everybody looks for people as the filling of the church. But I don't want people. I need him. I need his presence. I need everything he has for us. And I'm a greedy man. You know what that means? If it's for us, I want it. I want it all. So if you don't want your blessing, I'm taking it. Come on, somebody. I got a lot of pockets now. I'll make sure my pockets are all ready to receive. Why? Because this is the will of God. Why? Because we're the sons of the Most High. Daughters too, don't get me wrong. You're not excluded, you're included. But this morning, slaying our Goliath, there's so much in chapter 8. It's one of the greatest chapters of the book of Romans. One of the greatest. Hello? Because this is not my verse that I'm going to start with, but verse number 1 of that book tells you there's no condemnation. There's no condemning to us in Christ Jesus. But you need to be in Christ Jesus. Come on. I don't care what people say. Believe me, I was called a sheep stealer by my former pastor that I sat under. Because my real pastor, I am his funeral. We saw the miracles happen at his funeral. Come on. And then the family got upset because he passed his blessings to us. I didn't ask for a thing. I was a happy camper, my wife and I cleaning toilets. Vacuuming, and you know what? We still do that today. Come on. We'll still die because we're not greater than our God. We came to serve, right? Come on. I'm looking for my crown, but not here on this earth. I'm looking for the crown of glory in the heavens, because that's where it's going to come. That means I made it. Come on. Strive to enter. That means we got to put up and shut up sometimes. Not all the time, but you, sometimes you need to speak out. And not the time, but it's coming. It's coming. And as I've learned to be quiet, because the Bible says, be slow to speak, people. Be slow to speak. And slow to anger. That's a tough one. Because, culture, where we come from, where I'm from. Yeah, I'm from. I remember we went to L.A. to go join a church to be to back up in a revival type of service. And we pulled over to go to the store, and I had this young servant with us. And we pulled over to go to church. It was Thursday, and then there's these gangsters right there. They walk up to us. Where you from, S.A.? And I'm looking at my young servant to see. I'm not scared, you know. Come on. For me to live is Christ, but for me to die is gain. See, I'm there. For me to live is Christ, for me to die is gain. So I'm not afraid to die. I'm ready to go. How many know what I mean? I'm ready to go right now. If he comes, I'm ready. Hello, I'm not. Don't bring me back. Let me go. Let me stay. Oh, Jesus. And I'm looking at my little young servants. And they go, come on, where are you from? You're not. You know, they're serious. Well, that's where we came from. We understand that lingo. I didn't know I'm not going to be condemned for this at this point, but, you know, I didn't know Christ. And when you don't know Christ, you're going to do what you feel you need to do. However, the story really was, I knew Christ. So how am I going to answer is going to be important. Come on, where am I from? So I blew them away. What do you think I told them? I said, we're from heaven, brother. We're heaven bound, brother. And, you know, you could be heaven bound. They said, oh, you're one of those Jesus freaks. I go, no, I'm a Jesus believer, not a freak. You know, freak out is a song, freak out. No, I'm a believer, bro. Come on, we're going to a church. Come on, you're invited. Nah, you're one of those. I said, yeah, you're one of them too, because I'm believing for you. Hello, but if I wasn't feel like I should have been, I might have got a little, because, you know, when I first got saved, I had to die. You don't know how many people I've walked up. If I walk up and say, you need a funeral, I'm telling you, you need to die to self. Come on. But this journey has it, which we all have a journey in this world. You've all been summoned by the Almighty God. We all have an invitation by the greatest ever. He's called the Great I Am. Has summons, invited us, and better yet, he wants to adopt you. Come on. And he don't care what you look like. Come on. He don't care where you come from. You know how dumb we are? We'll fight for a city that don't even want us. Unless you vote for them, come on, or you can do something good for them, they don't want you in their city. I mean, you know what I mean by that. I'm talking about being a youngster dumb and young and dumb, not young and smart. Glory to God. Hey, I want some bubblicious. In fact, I used to make bubblicious. God bless me with a great job working for a factory. But my house was full of bubblicious. Hallelujah. But we're talking about this morning about what you're slaying your Goliath. Because whether what you're looking at the week to come as we're looking today, looking for tomorrow, looking for throughout the week. You know, 4th of July weekend's coming. Hello. We're going to celebrate 250 years of freedom. Come on. And I'm a believer, people of God. Your born again date should be an important date of your life when Christ came into your heart. Come on. I'm not saying because you fell away or you made a mistake. That doesn't matter. Your born again date. Mine is December 12th, 1980. That day is my new birth. That's my why? Because I've learned about adoption. He adopted me at that moment. Why? Because I let him in. I made a promise. I don't know you, but I will learn of you no matter what. And I didn't know what that meant, but oh my God, what a journey. Hello, I won't trade it in for anything, but what I know now, I wish I knew then. Come on, because I would have had more victories than defeats back then. Because I was then young and dumb. Hello, and you know, everywhere in the world is trying to tell you how to serve God. I'm listening to my pastor as much as I can, but then there's people in the church telling us, oh, you shouldn't do this and you can't do that. I said, well, who do I listen to? Because even at the point where I thought I got blessed by the devil himself. Yeah, you don't know these stories. I'm not going to bore you with them, but thank God he comes and say, hey, look at my word. All good and perfect things come from me, saith the Lord. Come on, everything you have received in life, when it's good and right, it was Almighty God allowing it to come from the heavens right direct to you. Even in the time when things aren't going right. He's sparing you, and the reason he allows it is because he's going to use you to be the testimony for someone down the road. This is why there's no condemnation. You're going to make mistakes. The harder you try not to make mistakes, I assure you, you will be making a mistake. But what I didn't know then, I know today. So today, my enemy knows my name. Come on. He knows when I walk in. Come on, somebody. And he knows I don't want to talk to him. Hello? I don't got time for you. Because he's right there trying to always whisper in your ear. Come on. And he'll use other people. Oh, come on. Well, how are you? It's the day. It's blessed. Come into church. How you doing? And then they say, oh, my God. He's still in the grave. Well, my God is not in the grave. Come on. He's well. This is why I hide. I go hide. I go hide because I need to bring an encouragement. I need to bring an uplifting. I need to bring an exhortation to his people. Because we're here to exhort today. We're here to uplift. We want to see the moves of God. Come on. Because he's a God moving one that wants to move. And I'm getting hot. So if you guys are not hot, well, I'm going to make you cold as ice. Because a cold heart is probably what you have then. But when you got a warm heart, it gets a little warm. But what we want to come to, because you have a day to complete today. We don't know what it's going to bring, but we know it's good because he gave you breath. Hello. He put breath in you. Watched over you the evening. Watched over everything you own. That's one of my prayers for all of you at night. You guys don't realize, I rebuke the devil at night. From your houses. From your neighborhoods. You guys don't know. Before I go, I said, Lord, first, I rebuke them on these properties. Don't let nobody come on these properties that shouldn't be here. Because we have cameras and they're going to buzz us. And they buzz us. So we have possums. We have coyotes. This morning was two cats. I go, the gophers are over here. Come on. And then there's buzz again. It goes the possum. I said, you're in trouble because there's coyotes out here. And there's cats. Hello. And then it buzzed one morning. Oh, thank you, God, for the sheriff checking our property out. Driving by, looking around. Come on. That's our God. Why? Because I'm releasing angels. You have thousands of angels you're not aware of. You think you only have one? Oh, we got a guardian. No, you got angels. Read the prayer of covenant of the prophet Elisha when all these came to get the prophet. And his servant was biting his nails. What are we going to do? And what does the man of God say? Open his eyes that he could see. Because behind all those of the enemies were more of the angels and the chariots and the warriors coming to take them out. God's got our back. But we don't know that he's got our back. He doesn't. You don't understand. So this is where we're going to start with chapter 8, King James Version. Because we got a week yet to deal with, right? We got to end this month out. And we don't want to cross over to a new month the same. It should be better. Why? Because there's a song in the world. I'm sorry, I did come from the world. I'm sorry. Every day with you is sweeter than the day before. It's talking about a girl. I'm talking about my God. I'm not going to make those songs up. Come on. I'm not going to do that. That's not my style. Come on. He says, I'm a creator. I'm supposed to create new music. Hello, somebody. And so as we're reading, I know the time has come. I said, Lord, we don't know. You know, we celebrated a beautiful day yesterday. Hello. Not everybody got to celebrate the same out there. You know, we got Hap sitting in the hospital up there, the acute center. He's looking good, by the way. Yeah, we went to go see him already. We snuck up on him, caught him off guard, put a big smile on him. Because that's what God's people do when you visit. Come on, say amen. Your people, say your people. And we put a smile on. We had a great talk, spent a couple of hours with him out of our time. And he wishes he could be here, but he thinks he's going to be there for 2 months. I said, bro, I think he should be out by next week. Oh, no, Pastor, because, you know, I'm not going to call over the story, but he thinks he's going to be there 2 months. I said, I don't know, bro. I don't know, Hap. Unless you like their food. You know, what, you want somebody to take you a bath? I want to pray for you. Let me know what I just said. Come on, he's 80-some years old.
But he looked good.
The sad part would put him in there. The sad part that what almost took his life again. It was a prescription from the doctor. I'm not gonna go into disclosure. And I said, well, the new prescription is here. It's called Dr. Jesus. We're here for that. We didn't know what caused all this, but you didn't go home yet because he's ready to go home. Lost his wife. Says, you made it a year. Most people don't make it a year at your age when you lose a loved one as close as you two were. But your purpose is still here. And I don't know, and I don't want you to be flirting with these nurses because I watched you last time in front of your wife. I love the man. Come on. Hello, somebody. And so celebration for some emotional, still struggling. Some are, it's a great game day for the angels. Hello, somebody. And for the record, they needed an angel to win the World Series. We were smart enough to get the money while we had the chance because he's got injuries. Thank God for angels. Woo! Right? See, God's got an answer. Hello. See, in fact, I could put it, dodging your Goliath. A little humor, right? I love sports, but they don't know my name. Come on. But the Almighty God knows my name. So I can only celebrate one. I can make fun of everything else. You can make fun of all of my Rams, you know, but we still got a Rams horn we can blow. Blow it for the victory. Oh, come on, we're going to go. But, you know, we have challenges. We can't see what we see. Some of us don't know what's coming, whether good or bad. And our minds are not letting us clearly see it. Our minds are hearing, so we're starting to see. This is why I say, get off the news. Stop watching the news. Nothing's going right in our world, but there's a lot going right in our world. Number one, Jesus is on the move more than ever right now. They're baptizing all over the United States. People in the colleges are rising. People are coming from here, from left and the right, to the north, to the south. They're coming to the Savior right now, but you're not going to hear that on the news. You don't even hear it on the Christian broadcasting networks, and it should be. Come on. Because God is on the move right now. We're going to celebrate 250 years, right? Freedom of a nation that came under our God, Almighty God. So we got to celebrate. We're in a time zone right now. Doors open wide for His people. Say His people. That's you right now. You're in a good place with God right now. Right now, you can be talking to Him like you should be talking to Him. Be ready and start doing. Say amen, somebody. Because right now, I'm getting to the scripture. I am. Because sometimes we can't see that our breakthrough that we need is right there. It's right before you. But you can't see it because all you see is your troubles. And one of our mentors used to say, you have no troubles. All you need is faith in God. That was R.W. Schambach, one of our mentors, under the big tent. Come on. Hello, he prayed for us, but you don't want him to pray for you. Boy, when he hit me on that head, oh my God. I said, either I was in the flesh, because I felt it. Amen. It hurt. But either way, the man of God. I accepted that. So as we're looking to what's coming, we haven't closed out. We're not through yet for this day. God's got good things. But the better things is we live in an evil world. It's still full of sin. Hello. We have victory on our side. Why? Because the cross shows us. We know He's not. My wife said, rub the belly. And I rubbed the belly. How many know what rubbing the belly is? You know, how many know it's good for you to rub your own belly sometimes? Get that little fat going. Hello, right, and this is not a beer belly. This is a food belly. Come on, help me here. I made that mistake by one of my places where I work. I said, "Man, you got a beer belly." He goes, "Beer? I don't drink." He says, "This is a food belly." I said, "Oh, my mistake." And so I stopped eating at that point. I said, "I don't want to look like that." I just made an accusation, right? Don't say something you're not aware of. If you don't know the whole story, don't say it all. Come on, people of God. So as we're looking into what we're facing in the days ahead, and if we're not fully understanding what God is really wanting us to do, we need to really start connecting what God called us to connect. Is he or isn't he on the cross? Hello? Is he or isn't he not on the cross? Come on. I know he's in the throne. Why? Because one of his believers, right, on graduation of his son, gave him a car. And I saw a drive up today. Who was that back there? Moses driving up in a Camaro, the same color that my son used to own. I said, oh, man, what a dad. I got nothing when I made it. In fact, nobody was even at my graduation. Come on, they were just too inebriated to show up. Let me know what that means. Oh, glory to God. But God was there because he helped me make it because I wasn't going to make it. But he pulled strings somehow. Man, thank the Lord for that today. I'm grateful for all of this. Come on, say amen. But we can't, when we can't see what, and we don't understand, fear comes at us. Anxiety comes at us. Depression's right behind us. Come on. And then the words is God's not with you. God left you. God, you couldn't, you're not good enough to be one of his. Have you ever heard that? It's a lie. Because God didn't call you for what you look like. God didn't call you what you can or can't do. God called you because he loves us. He loves me. Do you understand? He loves me. And this is why I got to take care of what of the one who loves me. Just like you take care of your spouse, right? Take care of your spouse. Day two. Come on. This is day number two. Hello. From today till next year, it's called honeymoon stage. Hello. So, Virginia, you could tell us if he's not taken care of. We're going to seek the Spirit of God after him. But as we're, you know, and I don't care who we are. We could be preachers and teachers. We could just be members. We could just be new converts. We could just be people that have been serving the Lord for so long. But when this connection isn't connected, we cannot see beyond what we should see. All you see is right before you. You can't see what's behind you. Who's for you? Who's working on your behalf? What's happening because of who you are? Because of whose we are. Not of who you are, whose we are. And I had to learn this, and I continually, because I'm a preacher, right? I'm a teacher. Come on. I'm part of the prophetic ministry. I'm part of all of this. Apostle, we're building up a ministry. And so hell breaks loose. And even Paul questioned it without you realizing it. But we're not talking about Paul the Apostle, because when he was Saul, he was high and mighty. But then you meet the real God, you come low and lowly. And when the real God comes, I don't care how big you think you are, little man. Ain't nobody greater. We just sang it. How great is our God? Come on. Come on. He's the greatest. Come on. Huh? Muhammad Ali used to say, I'm the greatest. He goes, no, you're not. He's going to send a George Foreman in front of you and all his kids. Come on. And he had all kids, right? All named George. All, he's not one George is coming after you. You've got like eight Georges coming after you. But when we're in that moment, I'm trying to uplift you. I'm trying to encourage you because there's great things yet to arise. You're still a process being processed. God's not through with you. I don't care what age you are. God doesn't look at age. He looks at ability and submission. If you submit, he will give you the ability. And it doesn't matter. It may look impossible. Well, yes, it's impossible because that's how he gets glorified. See, because when you can do the work on your own, then it's you. I did this, Lord, but you know what? I didn't do this. You've done this. He has to be glorified. It always will be him to be glorified. And if you don't get this, And as I said a moment ago, all I can tell you all your blessings right now. I'm watching you. Right? Especially this one right here. Not you, brother. The one behind you. When her and Jeff walked up by a church, they would hide their head. Don't look over there. Don't look over there. Am I right? Am I right? I'm not lying. Am I right, Jeff? You better stand up and say amen. They would walk when we were in Highland. They would walk by our church. Didn't even want to say anything to us. And they're Christian. And they're Christian. Come on, help me here. They didn't realize they're walking by because God's calling them. God's pulling them. Come on. Come on. God has a plan and a purpose for them. Hello, somebody. And look at them today. Come on. And I know every blessing of their life. Oh, help me here, Jesus. But when we can't see what God is planning, I'm going to leave you with three little choices you're going to make today before I close you out. I'm only going to use two scriptures. I'm almost done. I'm going to give you options, and I pray you choose door number three. I'm already giving you a hint. Choose door number three. I'm not here to make a deal. I'm just going to present the deal to you. Hello. Because God always wins. Do you understand? God always and will always be the winner. What did he call you already? He's called you so many things. Hello, Jesus. We have told you walk in your victory, but when you walk in your sorrow, you can't have victory. When you walk in your yesterdays, you can't see the todays and the tomorrows coming. When you can't see what God has already done for you, even though you got tested or you're in the test, you're in the fire right now. You can't see you're not getting burned, but you're being processed to keep going forward. Why? Because he's the fourth one in the fire with us. He's going through it with us. He's never going to leave us alone. He's going to be in the boat, right? Resting like we're supposed to, no matter how bad the storm is. Come on, because sometimes these storms get very, very bad, windy, horrible. Come on, it's hurricane style. Yes, we're going to die. You think you're going to die, but you forgot the giver of life is in the boat with you. And when you can recognize who's in the boat with you, then you'll recognize he's in you. Oh, Jesus, here. I'm heading to closure. Come on, because I'm trying to get you to see tomorrow. Because if tomorrow comes, victory is provided. If you don't see tomorrow, victory was provided. Because you're going to be in the heavens with the Almighty. Hello, somebody. Here's another golden nugget. You can make it past 70 if you only believe. Your promise is 70 plus 10. But if you don't want to hold on to that promise, it's on you. That's a choice. Door number one, two, or three? No, it's not number three, because I already told you number three is going to be the one you should choose. But if we look at the scriptures, in all that you're facing and all that you have faced and all that you may face, amen, because you have an enemy. He's a thief. He's a liar. He's a liar. He loves to lie to you. Come on, they're against you. Come on. Hello, somebody. You're not going to amount to anything. Oh, you forgot where you've come from. You forgot what you did. He starts reminding you. But if you don't take those thoughts and put them where they belong, immediately, he's going to keep talking that trash to you. He's going to bring up every bad thing because he never brings up anything good to you. Come on. He's going to be that which you think is a thorn in your flesh, and it's no thorn because Paul went to the heavens and he asked the Father to take the thorn out from me, right? And if you read it right, the Lord said, no, my grace. I gave you grace. That's all you need. Everybody thought that he was a womanizer. He was hurting for a woman. No, he wasn't. The clue was right there when you stop and read it. He says, Satan comes to buffet you. It isn't. Is what that means is it's not your human nature troubling you. It's your adversary, and that's why the Lord had to say he went to the third heaven. You find it in the book of Corinthians. I'm not going to tell you where, y'all. That's what's wrong with the church is we keep spoon feeding you, and you don't know how to feed yourself. And if you haven't learned to feed yourself, then you're not going to be able to overcome what God told you are an overcomer of. And I'm going to leave you with that almost here. So as we go in, look at this verse number 31. I'm ready to close you. I'm ready to go. Say, ready to go. I'm ready to go. Real quick, like, do you have any leftovers, brother? That'd be cool right now. Messing with you. See, I'm messing with the brother, Virginia. You're covered right now. Sean, do we have any? Do we have any leftovers over? He didn't want to answer. Anytime you have too many, just bring it to the church. You got hungry people here. But as we look at verse number 31 and heading to our closing now, it says, look, what shall we say then to these things? What things? What I've been describing to you. The interference of what you can't see. Because if you can't see, then you can't see yourself. This is why it's talk about going to the mirror. You have to keep going back because you just forgot what you look like. However, you still look the same. Hello, somebody? So if you went the first in the morning with a mustache or a beard or no beard or plucked eyebrows or no eyebrows still on, and when you left that for and 5 minutes, you're trying to wonder what you look like and you're going back, is you still got the beard. You still got the eyebrows, or you don't have the eyebrows. Hello, somebody. This is why you got to overcome what the scriptures are telling you to be overcomers of. Because it's not what you look like. It's what he is like. Oh, Jesus. You wake up to him. You go to sleep with him. Get that filthy mind out here. You don't sleep with Jesus like that, though. Not that kind of thought. Hello? I know my enemy. He's going to twist the words. He always does that. You don't realize he does twist words. What did he tell Eve? What did he tell Eve? Come on. What did he tell Jesus in the garden? If you are. You hear that about. If you're a Christian, why you keep doing this? If you're a Christian, come on. I hear that all the time. What kind of pastor are you? I said, the one God called me to be. I have no experience what it's supposed to be. Seminary can't teach you that. Hello? Bible college can't teach you that. On the job experience teaches you experience. And experience means that you have to go through it. Understand to trust to go through it because he's going to see you through it. That we can testify of it and we can counsel because of it. Oh, Jesus. So he's saying, Paul the Apostle, first he started verse number one with, no condemnation. Okay, got that, God. And then go to the middle. We're adopted. Praise God, I'm adopted. Means everything's erased from the past. I got a new birth certificate. Hello, somebody. We got new birth certificates. You start right there. Come on. And then he gets down to all this, and he goes more. And he goes, what shall we then say to these things? If, wait, he's asking you, if God be for us. Whoa, God is for us? Yes. You mean even when I'm in the fire? He's in the fire with you. It's proven. Come on, prior covenant proves the new covenant constantly. Who's in the, he's in the fire. I just said he's in the boat. So is he with us? Is God, if God is for us, then who's against you? I already described him. You fighting a corpse. If we were to look on him on a natural sense, no feet, no arms. Come on, people. Stand up, brother. Stand up. Come on, you're a muscly. Come on, come on. Me and you, come on. Let's do it. He's got two arms. I got nothing. I'm going to beat him down. He's got to hold me down, but I'm beating him down. So let me beat him down. Thank you, brother. For do you understand that? That's what's beating you down. Hello? But realistically, he could take me down in a second. Come on. Even with my two arms and my legs. Yeah, I felt his body right now. Don't get excited. I felt his body. Don't be sick. I said, oh, he's working out. And I didn't even have to feel it. I could feel him doing that. I said, ooh. Yeah, don't get sick on me now. I know who I am. I'm a servant of the Most High God. I'm a man of God. She's a woman of God. You are men of God. You are women of God. Come on. But you need to know that if God is for us, who can be against us? And that's what we forget. Why? Because we get disconnected to who we really are. With what? Everything that challenges that are coming, because they're coming. The more you receive, the more it comes after you. Because the enemy doesn't like that you're being blessed. But we are serving a God that loves to bless His people. Come on. You never should be without. Ever. Hello. I'm telling you, and we pray for the homeless. We have fed them all as much as we could. We have done everything we could in our prior ministries out that way. But what I've learned, there's always something for them. Hello. There are people that actually live this way. Why? No responsibility. Right? They're going to feed me here. I'm going to go shower there. And then I need some little bit of change here. They'll give it to me over here. It's out there. Bless the Lord for that, because biblically, you know, we got people out there, right? Because that's the word of the Lord. When did I do this? Because when you did it to the least, you did it to me. When did I go to the prisons? When did I do this? When did I feed you? When did I close you? And you're going to see it all. But if you don't understand that God is for us, say for us, who can be against us? And I'm going to tell you, your number one enemy is you. You're your number one enemy. Your thoughts that are thrown at you because you didn't put your helmet of salvation on that He closed you with. And then you forgot your breastplate of righteousness, and you forgot your shield. You forgot your shod your feet with your guards there. You forgot your belt. Hello. And then the shield and the sword. Come on, man. You better start getting your own sword. This is my sword. Not sharp though, because kids are kids. Come on, they wanted to sharpen this. No. I'm smarter than that. Come on. So I don't need to go take no class. I've learned how to use it. Come on. I know where to strike you. Come on. I'm going to be like Muhammad Ali. The only thing I like about him, he distracted you this way, then hit you the other way. See, that's what you got to do to the devil. Say, what, devil, what? Take that. He's not my friend. He's not your friend. God is for us. There is someone against us, and whoever will be used will be allowed to be used only because they don't realize who they are in Christ themselves. Hello. But then it gets a little better, right? It gets a little better because we start seeing it in the proper text here. Because no matter what, and now we're going to read to close you out. Is that all right? I'm ready to close. Are you here? Back to 31, right? What shall we then say to these things? What? Everything life is going to challenge you with. Don't believe CNN, ABC, CBS, KTLA, hello, Fox. Come on, and it keeps going. Don't believe them. If God be for us, who can be against us? And then he goes on, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us. What? Us. I need you to look at the cross today. I need you to see exactly what he did for us. But delivered him, who? Our God did this for us. All. Say all. So no matter whether you think they need to be saved or not, that's not my problem. You don't have that say. God has a say. Come on. He has mercy in whom he has mercy for. That's his call, not mine. Say amen. But he's telling us, right? He delivered them up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? If you're lacking, then something's wrong. Come on, something's wrong. And it's not God, because God's here to give you freely. Say freely. See, I don't care how hard you work. You think because the lies you believe that you're not good enough because you don't pray, you don't study. Well, you need to learn to study and pray, yes. You're not involved, yes, you need to be involved. Yes, there's many things I can say because of this, and you can't be that much of a person with God. But you still are with God. Come on, help me here. And he goes on, verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect, it is God that justifies us. It's not your works. It's not who you are. It's not your title. It's not what family background you come from. It's not how much education you have received. It's that who has called us. Come on. Who called you? Come on. Help me here. Because it's God that justifies us. Hello? Of God's elect. Who? It's God that, verse 34, who is he that condemneth? Hello? You don't have no right to speak bad. No one has a right to speak bad of anyone. But make sure when you are saying, if you're going to do anything, make sure that it's God. Because the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll take away words or he adds words to your journey of life. Right? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of our God, who also maketh intercession for us. You're here because him interceding. We're going to be here tomorrow interceding for the world, for things, for one another. We pray for every, you put a prayer because we're going to pray for it. And we're watching. Those are answers we're getting. That was an answer for Mama Tafoya. That was prayer answered on. And we started praying the moment it took place. I don't need to be here. I started praying. I don't need to even drop to my knees all the time. What? God. You heard the report. You saw it coming. Hello. Loose that healing virtue. Loose that peace. Come on, somebody. Loose it. So I want to get where the apostles walked by and just a shadow. They didn't say a word. Just a shadow did what. That's who we're supposed to be. Your shadow should be letting the devil know that I'm in control. Oh, help me here. Because that shadow ain't mine. That's my Savior who walks with me, who talks with me, who's in me, who goes with me. I go out, I come in, he's with me. It's not my shadow, it's his shadow. Come on. And he's making intercession. 35, who shall separate us from the love of God? What's going to separate you from God loving us? You, yourself, and yourself. Only you can separate yourself from Almighty God. And I'm going to tell you, that enemy wants to, and he uses people that want you not to be with Christ. But when you realize no one can separate me from the love of God, come on. Who shall separate from this love of Christ? Shall tribulation, come on, people. Tribulation, hello. Distress or persecution or famine or nakedness. Peril or sword, as it is written on verse 36. For thy sake, say my sake. We, look at this, we are killed all the day long. He's after us no matter what. We got an enemy that wants you out. But as long as we got who we have, keep trying. But no, I said, Lord, it's time for rest now. We're in the rest period coming. Come on. Stop fighting what you're not yours to fight. You got to learn to give it to God. Let it go. Give those thoughts to him. Give everything to him. Those hurt, those pains, everything. That he can take it and make it right for you. Come on, what was meant for evil, he's going to turn it to your good. Come on. We are killed all the day long. Verse 36, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And here our text is, nay, and all these things, come on, we are more than conquerors. Wait a minute. Not because of the battle. Not to how good of a fighter you come. Come on. I don't care if you know kickboxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu. I don't care if you know. Your son. Hello. Not because of that. No. And all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Just by love. And I need you to walk out today, walking out that you are loved and you are a conqueror. Come on. You know what the difference is in a conqueror? Holyfield and Tyson fight. Who won? It cost me my ear, but I walked out with $40 million. And guess what? He wasn't even the conqueror. You know who was the conqueror? Better get ready for this, Brandon. The wife, when she put out her hand when he got home. Give it up, honey. She became more than a conqueror. Our Savior paid the price for you to receive the prize. But if you don't put it in your heart this morning, and the three choices I'm about to give you, and if you choose the wrong choice, even though God gives us the answer, come on, I'm closing with this, right? Number one, you have to choose, are your Goliath bigger than your problems you are currently facing? Choice number one. Or choice number, or are your weaknesses, your failings, your limitations, and your mistakes greater than our God? Or number three, your Savior, His power, His might, His perfection, His goodness, and compassion you toward you, is your victory. You choose one, two, or three. I'm telling you to choose number three. And for the sake, it's going to be recorded, and it's free. Not your mattress. The Word of God is free. It'll be recorded that you go back and listen and get to the place, because as we stand together and we come to an agreement, say agreement. So, if your giants, instead of your guys, are bigger and your problems are bigger than the God we serve, well, we pray for you. We hope for you. God's not through. That's why I greet every time, because I don't know, because some got to go back to Bakersfield, so we'll be praying for you, brother. We love you, man. So we won't see him because he's going to go back. So that's why we greet each other. And we don't know who's not going to be absent. We pray for the Estradas as they go to the islands. We're praying for Leo and Liz. Come on, as you're on your road trip. Come on, we're going to be praying for them. And the Estradas, you know, brother had to work last night. You know, work the graveyard shift. How many know what the graveyard is? That's the mummified shift. They're the walking dead, obviously. We're still trying to wake up Mr. Tafoya from the walking dead out there. He worked graveyard too many hours. Hello. Come on, say amen. Or are your weaknesses and your failings and your limitations and your mistakes greater than our God? Or you realize that the power of God, the power of His might, the power of His perfection, the power of His goodness, His compassion toward us is greater? You choose. Today, I'm telling you, choose number three. Recognize who died on the cross for you. You said it. He's not on the cross. So where is He? In your life, alive and well. Come on. Stop thinking any other difference. Let us pray. Heavenly Father.